Bang is getting closer all the time. Lots of NATO countries now talking about or commenting about some of the NATO countries literally getting ready to send troops. We'll see. Does Putin really mean it with the red lines? We've crossed a number of his red lines. We'll see. We will see. It's all happening. And it's quite clear what the agenda is. Now, speaking of agendas, when it comes to the COVID bioweapon virus and the COVID bioweapon inoculation, injection, vaccine, they're just bioweapons. They're death weapons. It's a death vaccination. It's what it is. Whether it kills you immediately or shortens your life by 25 years and you die in another 2 or 3 years or 4 years, it's just the same thing. They've staggered it all, so it won't create quite as much of a ruckus. People will be more likely to miss it. Well, I still think that we've lost probably 25 to 30 million people in this country dead in the last 4 years. You won't miss 1 out of 10 people over a 4-year period if they die off slowly. You won't miss that. Think about it. So anyhow, I think the official stats are all lies, gross lies. Which leads us to the big story here. And the big story is one of deceit, deception, lies, fraud, phonies, and more. These people who many Americans look up to and look to for information are as phony as a $3 bill. They have next to no hard science background, next to no real understanding about what's going on, what's been done to America and the world. They don't know. They have their own little games. They're pushing products to sell to make money. They're profiteers at the least, and at the most, they're controlled profiteers who were created and injected into the mainstream flow of media personalities. Now, these people who come out of nowhere, it didn't just happen. You all know that, or you wouldn't be listening to this program. You get it. That's wonderful. So we have a problem out there, and the problem is getting worse. The more information that comes to light about COVID, it seems almost hand in hand, the more deceit comes along with it. People are still talking about 5G triggers, hydrogels, self-assembling. Whenever you hear self-assembling, run. Not that it can't happen, but these people who are talking about it, there are some who have dark field microscopes and they claim to be able to see nanotechnology. Utter bullshit. They can't see any of it with a dark field scope.
You are
They're
very
liars.
Welcome to this.
They're liars. All right. Are you there, kiddo?
I'm here. Yeah,
all right.
I'm here.
There's so many frauds. We've named a few of them that we consider less than reliable sources of information, people that we don't think you ought to be betting the farm on. We've mentioned them in the past. It doesn't do any good. What we're asking and hoping is that more of you will begin to use your God-given powers of discernment, your mind, to understand that these people who come out of nowhere didn't get there for no reason. They were placed there. And we're talking about both sides of the aisle, the mainstream media and the alt-news media. And in many ways, the alt-news world is actually worse than the mainstream media because it's more diverse in its diabolical misrepresentation of reality and truth. These people are scum. We just looked at a video today. I'm not going to name the person behind the video, but it was commented on by somebody who's very astute and took it apart. And it's not hard to take these things apart. But there are so many frauds out there now, betrayals of our truth, our confidence, our trust. It's not funny. And it's just as bad on the intellectual side as it is on the physiological side when you start trying to factor in the injections, shedding, and the virus itself. You got treachery on both sides. So it's difficult. We don't try and make light of this. We try to just keep moving forward and bringing it straight to you. No frills, as honestly as it can be brought, and it's up to you to do with it as you will. Your turn.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, it came... I guess into focus for me yesterday. I was reading a thread, and somebody was singing the praises of, this is a vax-injured person, singing the praises of our doctor, nurse, John Campbell. And we have played some excerpts from his videos, and, you know, he comes across as a very charismatic and affable, well-informed, trustworthy...
A trustworthy guy. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he's pleasant and sincere, and... But there's no question in my mind, and I think Amazing Polly was one of the first to raise this issue with these YouTube influencers.
She caught it. Yeah,
she's very astute at this, and most of the time, you know, you don't want to believe that somebody so sincere could actually be deceiving you. And maybe they're not knowingly deceiving you, but they have been placed.
But many of them are. Knowingly. You see, now, remember, as far as I'll say this, I'm not speaking for E here, but John Campbell appeared basically overnight out of nowhere. He just was there all of a sudden, and people were quoting him.
Well,
he built it. But he also had what appears to be an audition video.
I believe it. We know.
Didn't you? I saw it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying, I'm the kind of a guy that people want to trust and I could do this work very well. But he was auditioning for something. And I'll bet that something was exactly what you're seeing now. That's my take. It's just like AOC, right?
Well, yeah.
She auditioned as well.
Right.
Go ahead.
I know that, you know, to pull this off, this vax campaign and to instill the fear into the populace, that the media was critical.
And well, it was the primary tool, of course.
It was.
Absolutely.
And so they weren't going to leave that to chance. And I do believe, as Polly suggested, that they singled out many YouTube influencers and offered them various sorts of inducements to push an agenda, push a narrative.
If in fact, they didn't hold wholesale auditions. I think they did all of it. They did all of the above. All right, I'm not saying anything negative about Beef Stew, but Beef Stew is another classic case in point. He had no broadcasting background to speak of, allegedly some 30 or 40, I believe is the correct number, of podcasts he did with some big guy named Richard... I can't remember the name, but he came out of nowhere, all right? And there's so many that follow that same template. They appear, and they're there. How did they get there? And you watch some of them learning on the job. They're really rather raw, but they get better. Doesn't matter what you do, you can learn, and they do. You watch. I'm a professional for a long time, and I can see these people for what they are, and I watch them.
Yeah, over time, if you look at it often enough, you'll see the pattern.
It's an absolute template. Absolute. No question.
And, you know, it was seeing these people in this... I mean, some of these people, as you know, are grievously injured having taken the vax, and they're really paying for it now. But the person that raised... Well, I should just probably read the comment. They love him. This guy that at the beginning
Campbell.
Of the pandemic
they
set
love
the
Campbell.
Stage,
yeah.
You know, put out the fear and then mm-hmm. encouraged people to take a completely experimental, untested, and I would even say unnecessary mm-hmm. vaccine. And, you know, many of them are now injured because of it. And he may have been the one thing
that made
that,
the decision.
Yes,
right.
Correct. So to
Same
see all
thing
these
with
people,
RFK. May I say this? And I played the videos on this program. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was pro-vax, big time. I had two different videos of him calling for people to take the shots. And now he's done a 180 because that's not an electable position. Not anymore, although Trump is still hanging on to his warp speed glory, that idiot. anyhow, go ahead.
Well, to see these injured, grievously injured people now defending him because, well, he realized he was wrong, and now he's atoning for his, bad judgment.
How does that help the people in wheelchairs and in bed that can't get out of bed? How does that help
well,
them?
Well, in my mind, if somebody that I had entrusted with something like my health, my life.
That's right, your life.
And they blew it like that, I would not be listening to them anymore. No.
No.
But, no, these people are defending him, and I had something to say about it. I did post a comment, and it was not received very well. Because no one wants to be told that their idol is flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what the first person said. Dr. John Campbell has many YouTube videos. I am shocked he hasn't been silenced. Well, you wouldn't be if you know how the game is played. I could not get what I saved to post, but this man states that many more people are dying as time goes on. My shots were over 2 years ago, and every day is worse. Please look him up. This man is spot on. So scary. I am so angry. The doctor I worked for literally screamed in my face that I was going to die if I did not get the shots. If I had not been in the healthcare business at the time, I never would have gotten this poison.
The doctor screamed in his face.
Her. To her.
Her. Wow.
So there were many, complimentary comments that followed. I just extracted a couple of them. I watch Dr. Campbell on YouTube. I love his videos. It's terrifying for everyone who took those shots. I am so sorry you took them, but just pray over your body every day and ask God to heal anything negative from those shots.
Has John ever said anything about how he regrets having been pro-vax and encouraging people early on to take the shots? Has he ever said that? Do we know?
Yeah, maybe not in so many words, but yes, he does seem remorseful.
Good.
And I think that's why people are willing to forgive him.
Sure.
And he himself apparently also took the shots.
That's what we're led to believe.
Look, and he's not the only one. I want to make that clear. There's a long list of these people.
A very long list. It really includes almost anyone you can think of.
Well, the ones that are very prominent on YouTube, you should be very skeptical of. Yes, they do put out some good information. That's how they maintain their credibility.
It's the only way they maintain credibility. They have to. It's a very difficult... Do you have another one to read? I don't...
Just a couple,
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have them. You go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Next one says, Dr. John is truly caring and courageous, following MP Andrew Bridgen, too, himself injured. Who one of a few growing group with a moral compass intact. He's holding up the truth torch in Parliament, despite near empty chambers and veiled threats. Any political party who have knowingly ignored the evidence will never again have our vote. Another one says, I love him. He's so honest, and we need that in these times. He is a wonderful person to follow and listen to. Well, and here's what I said. The success of the Vax campaign was critically dependent on media messaging. Prominent YouTube influencers like Campbell and several others, such as Drs. Mobeen, McMillan, etc., were identified early on and recruited, i.e. offered inducements in the form of increased exposure and monetization of their channels to push a scripted narrative. In my opinion, most of them were probably duped themselves and believed they were doing a good public service in promoting the vax, rather than knowingly partaking in an operation of deliberate deception. After all, Campbell himself allegedly took the shots. And
Who wrote that one? I just want people to know. Want people to... Yeah, I know. I just want everybody to understand. That was very... fairly stated, accurately stated, and correctly stated. Look at the common faces you see all the time. McMillan, the good humor man. Where did he come from? How did he get such a following? He's rather a boring presence. Nice guy, I'm sure. But what are his real credentials? Where did he come from? How did he get to where he is? And that goes for a lot of other people. These are questions I'm asking openly. And your statement is quite right. It's too easy to co-opt somebody who has the ability to gather a following online and make them follow the agenda. It's too easy. Now McMillan just had a guest on recently, and this is important. He had one of the top experts on iron on. To tell us that little story.
That was rather puzzling. You know, he managed to get an interview with, well, first it was Rhesia Pretorius. She was the a researcher professor in South Africa working intensively on these strange clots, and has published extensively on clots and why they form, how they form. And then her colleague, who she has published with, Douglas Kell, who's out of the UK, he's probably one of the top leading researchers on in the field of iron as it pertains to blood or hematology. And so the topic of both of these interviews was, you know, these strange clots that are forming. And you don't have to look very far in the literature to know that unbound iron, free iron in the blood, is a catalyst for the formation of clots. And the fact that our Dr. McMillan had two of these people in his presence and you know, allowed to freely interview them did not raise even once the subject of iron and the possible role it may be playing in these clots is suspicious to me.
That's like missing a barn with a shotgun. How do you do that?
It is.
Come on.
It is. They're controlling the narrative. Will this ever come out? Well, they're not ready for it to come out.
No.
Because, you know, when you start to consider that the blood, the state of the blood, the destruction of the heme, the dysregulation of the iron, and the inability to resynthesize heme.
Well, porphyria is a big problem, and it's never discussed except here. Never.
But what are you losing in all of this? So, okay, you don't have the ability to make ATP. Why? Because you can't get oxygen into the cell. The whole, your ability to move oxygen around the body in a controlled manner.
Because the blood is ruined.
It's ruined.
Right? On several different accounts. Not only is it sludged because of the rouleau and all the agglutination of blood cells and so forth, but because of the damage done to it. It's horrible what's happening. Your heart is overworking. The heart is probably double working in many cases, trying to push this crap through your system. But nobody talks about the blood. You just don't
hear
it.
Nobody's talking about it. Nobody. And, you know, when a red blood cell falls apart, you have the release of hemoglobin. In some cases, you have free heme. And that heme is so toxic, it will destroy the endothelium.
Now, the endothelium is the inside of your veins and arteries. Those are the cells that make the inside part of that piece of plumbing, all right? And that gets wrecked. And once that's wrecked, then the blood can actually leak through. Think about that.
Oh, it just fries it. It causes severe oxidative stress, and we know that that is a problem in this disease. So you've got the free iron, you've got all kinds of inflammatory proteins in the blood, fibrinogen, and with free iron able to catalyze the formation of these types of, fibrinogen, I'm not saying this right. They're resistant to breaking down.
Right.
The iron makes it so it's like vulcanized rubber. Solid.
Yes. That's a very good way to look at it. It does. It's a vulcanization process of sorts. But the idea that the blood itself is disabled, disarmed, and destroyed to a very substantial degree very quickly after an injection, and we're very much concerned now that after being routinely, oh, be gentle, shed upon, your blood's going to end up being the same way. And we're finding out now that people vaxxed and unvaxxed are showing these blood changes very similar to each other, and also they're showing in the blood. Well, we had the picture, and I forget how the picture represented it, but they were little seedlings, I called them. Tell us a little bit more about that. That
well,
was very important.
Well, that's they're actually looking for amyloid-type clots. This is where
but they're
only
not
a couple
big
labs
clots.
That are doing
They're little tiny seedlings, like amyloid seedlings, and they're all over in the blood, and they're growing. They'll grow. So
right. So these are resistant to the normal process of being broken down by your body.
They won't be. And the damn things they'll start to grow. They'll lock up somewhere and grow. And these shots we saw, the photos, they were all over in the blood sample. Little kind of white, greenish things. The color scheme was, I forget, but I think it was green. Anyway, these are like, think of them as little seedlings, little amyloid seedlings that are going to grow and create blockages, clots, damage, inflammation. Think about it.
Well, oxygen starvation at the very least, and then you've got a lot of oxidative stress coming from that.
This is brutal stuff.
And you know, again, we're losing NAD, which is critical for managing, in addition to heme, for managing just the redox balance, your ability to gain and lose electrons as needed to balance reactions. And that's another hallmark of aging, is just this depletion of NAD. So, you're not able to repair your DNA, you're not able to make energy, and you're not able to manage oxidative stress.
You can't just take pills of NAD and recover quickly from something like this. It's not the way it works. Your body makes it.
Well, that's why people's, own antioxidants, one of the reasons the glutathione is being depleted, because in order to regenerate it, to recharge it, you need NAD and riboflavin. But, as the levels of NAD decline in somebody's body, this is why we're seeing, one reason why we're seeing rapid aging, because this type of disease situation just drains the body of NAD. And niacin is the way to get it back, but people don't want to take the flush niacin. That's the form it has to be in, because the salvage pathway and the de novo pathway are overburdened. And they won't work as efficiently.
Okay, very good. So, look, we're not out here to knock anybody. We're here just to alert you to look at people not with blind acceptance and faith and trust, but look at them with some skepticism, always for your own good. It should be part and parcel of the process you use to come to your decisions and determinations about who you're going to place stock in and trust. And many of these people, frankly, are following an agenda that is inimical to health and wellness. They're doing it for money. They're doing it for a lot of reasons that are not those of a Hippocratic oath honoring healer. It's a different world out there. So beware. All right. The Children's Health Defense Magic Bus Tour has given us several really extraordinary videos. We have another one tonight. It's not very long. Set this up and we'll play it. Then we're going to go back and do some more work on what we were just talking about.
Okay, this is a woman whose father, older, I don't want to say elderly, but older, took a Moderna so he could partake in a family gathering and had, is it four strokes? I don't have it in front of me. Four strokes?
Yeah,
or
I think
had
it's
a
four.
Heart attack,
yeah.
And then he died.
Four. Right. Then he's gone. All right. Okay, here we go. Another story. And again, If nothing else, what we try to do is certainly honor and give voice to those who are suffering right this moment in horrible agony and emotional destruction. They've taken these shots on trust. Some were forced to do it. They were mandated. Some were taken down in their decision process by peer pressures. But they're ruined, and they're dying. And this is very sad. So we try to help them at least be recognized as being part of this horror that has been perpetrated on our species. Here we go.
Can you tell us your name, please?
My name is Barbara Little.
And this is about your dad?
It is.
Okay, so let's go right back to why, because he took some Moderna shots. Why did he think that
did.
Was a good idea?
Well, he didn't actually think it was a good idea, but his doctor, all of his friends, and one of his daughters, my sister, coerced him. I had sent him a lot of information about what was going on, and he said, no, I'm not going to take it. But then he wanted to go to my grandniece, his great-granddaughter's first communion, and my sister said he couldn't come unless he got the shot. So he did.
All right, and this is Moderna, and yeah. He had, we think, quite a few. We're not sure.
You know, another thing, the reasons given by a lot of people who have bowed down and rolled up their sleeves are sometimes just awful. They're so... He could have been just fine not going to that event. What the hell? Come on. Anyway, we've heard a lot of excuses why people took them.
He had at least the first two. He had the first one, had two heart attacks in fairly quick succession. Not terribly serious heart attacks, and he survived those. Got the second one.
You heard that right. He took the first one and had two heart attacks, and then he took the second one. What the hell is wrong with that picture?
More heart attacks and then a stroke, and survived all of that, so much so that he would say to people afterwards, I don't think I could have had heart attacks. Who survives four heart attacks and a stroke? And I would say a really...
Wrong question. What caused me to have four heart attacks and a stroke? What did I do differently?
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
The strong man who was suffering from the effects of the shots.
Okay, we have to go back a second because something's very wrong here.
Yeah.
He takes a Moderna shot.
Yeah.
Then he has two heart attacks.
Right.
And then, is it his doctor?
His cardiologist wanted him to get shots.
So even though he'd had two heart attacks
right.
after the first Moderna,
right.
it was advised for him to have another.
Well, yeah, because he collapsed. They were not serious heart attacks. I'm guessing probably myocarditis because he came out of an elevator and collapsed. He collapsed again at a meeting that he went to and got caught. He didn't hit the ground really hard. And it was in the first year when everyone was denying there was any correlation between heart problems and the shots. And he had a problem in his carotid artery 40 years ago and had been on statins. So when he had the heart attack, all the cardiologist did was give him more statins.
Right. Okay. Disturbing to hear
yes.
this. So then, okay, so he has one Moderna, two heart attacks, has another Moderna, and has another two heart attacks.
And a stroke then.
And then a stroke on top of that.
Right.
And at that point, is he realizing that it's a shot? Is anybody outside of you realizing?
My baby sister did. That we were the only two, and nobody wanted to hear anything about it from us.
So after the two other...
See, that denial, and they, the controllers, knew that denial was going to be a big factor in their campaign to get these
mm-hmm.
shots into people. And they've gotten them 14 million injections, billion injections, billion, and 600, 700 million now is a late number here in the U.S. 14 billion victories over common sense and intellectual inquisitiveness. It just shut down. They just went into denial and took the shots because they wanted to travel. They wanted to go to whatever he wanted to go to. I just, these things just boggle the mind.
Attacks, were they bigger than the first two heart attacks?
No, they were fairly mild as well.
As if that's okay. And then...
But he was a really, really strong guy. He had been a boxer in his youth, and, you know, he was one of those that really... he didn't take fantastic care of himself. He didn't eat all the right things and all that, but he just was in really good health.
Okay, and now what happened after the stroke? How was his health after that?
He started to decline.
Right.
A lot.
Do you know if he got any more vaccinations of any kind after that?
I don't think he did. I did tell him I thought his heart attacks were connected to the shots, and I asked him, please don't get a flu shot or anything else, and he did not.
Okay. So who was looking after him after the stroke?
He lived on his own.
Okay.
My husband and I went to him. I just could see him declining. I could hear, you know, I would call him all the time. I'd FaceTime. Because he lived in Florida, and I could tell he was declining. What I didn't realize was how much weight he was losing. I mean, he probably lost 50, 60 pounds, and he didn't need to lose it. He could have lost 20 pounds and been good, but he was a shadow of himself when he died. His legs kept collapsing out from under him, and he just got so weak he couldn't care for himself. We got a caregiver. He refused to go to live with any of us. He refused to go into a nursing home. And he was 87 when he got the first shot. And, well, all of them, I guess. And then it just 2 years of absolute decline.
What was written on his death certificate? What was his cause of death?
Natural causes.
Just natural causes. So everything was just as it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was under hospice care. I got hospice to help out and took him off all his medications because he was taking quite a few of them. And that was one of the things that was really difficult for him. My mother had died 4.5 years before, and he was really, really missing her. And he was on all these medications because he had had a stroke while she was dying. Again, you know, he recovered fine from that. And so he had all of these reasons not to get the jabs, but everybody
now,
was
Now, did you take the jab?
No.
And did you get COVID?
I think I just had it last couple of weeks ago. I didn't get it for years and years, but and I don't know if I had it because I'm not going to get tested.
Right.
It's a coronavirus.
Right. Now, but my point of this is...
Well... No, dear, it's a biological weapon predicated upon a coronavirus template. It's much worse than a coronavirus. Okay, I think that's pretty good, huh? We got it?
Yeah,
most of it?
Yeah, you get the picture.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about, you read me a shorty on despair. We've got another one here on April 10th. It's the first one. You have the one you read to me?
Was that the one? Oh, that one. Yeah, that's under tonight, 24th April.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. I want to hit this one, though. Hey, guys, I just need some support today. I can't take it. I'm barely making it through the day. I constantly medicate myself and cry, desperately wanting my old self back. I don't know what else to do, constantly thinking about ending it all, because I can't feel this way anymore. And the way it affects my beautiful girls, my daughter shouldn't be worrying about me, and things like this. There's just one. There's so many stories that people, they don't have a voice, and it's all kept out of the mainstream media. It's not even in the alt news. So the majority of people out there, either vax injured or not, don't know how many others out there are. They just don't know. It's one of the biggest secrets right now of all, the number of injured. All right, let's jump into this rapid aging group. You got that thread?
Yep. Okay.
Go ahead.
Someone says, this is a young girl, And she's posted a picture of herself of what she looked like before the vax and another one of what she looks like now. It doesn't even look like the same person.
No, it's not the same person. I don't believe you.
the change is horrific.
Yeah,
left photo was 1 week before the Pfizer booster. Right photo, every single day since, for 23 months. Has anyone else changed completely and doesn't even recognize themselves anymore? Vax injury confirmed and diagnosed as MCAST, that's mast cell activation syndrome, fibromyalgia, severe dry eyes, and dysautonomia.
She looks
20?
Like hell. She, 25 years older, 20, 25. What's gone, though, is the lust for life, the happiness about life and living in her eyes. Her expression is completely mute now. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing being shown. Look at the difference. It's just, all right. Go ahead. There's another one.
Okay. I got Pfizer, and I've never been the same. I got a blood clot check and levels higher than normal and cholesterol higher than normal. Plus, I was diagnosed with long-term COVID from the vaccine. I'm in Calgary, Canada. I was healthy and normal and never sick before I took that junk. Work mandates. I'm almost thinking of taking legal action.
Well, good luck with that. And follow-up to that one, same here. Aged, looking sick, and swollen all the time. Same diagnosis, MCAS, dysautonomia, POTS, dry mouth, burning mouth syndrome. These are all the official ones. Unofficially, the shot caused inflammation in your brain. Apparently she was told that. This last one sounds like the encephalitis type diagnosis you got. Mast cell stabilizers help the most.
Ketotifen.
And mostly, go ahead.
Chromalum sodium, those are mast cell stabilizers.
Gotcha. Are you taking these? I still swell up and am swollen and reactive, but not as much as with the chromalum. All right. There's a response to that. Here, I'll do this one too.
Okay.
Yes, Pfizer, 2 shots. Results? Corneal neuralgia, as in cornea in the eye, corneal neuralgia, polyneuropathy, severe nerve pain in the eye, head, trigeminal nerve, occipital area, neck, back, wrist, knee, almost everywhere, Hashimoto's, low HCL, low iron, supplements do not help, histamine, weight gain, constipation. Before Pfizer 1, I was super healthy.
Another person says, this is a woman, yes, it's been 2 years and 3 months. My story is bizarre. I had 2 work-mandated Pfizers. Initially, I had numbness in my back. My doctor dismissed it. No concern. Then I got a booster in December of 2021. I went unconscious 4 days later and started to notice odd circulation issues in my hands. I question every day how I could have done this next thing. I kept a frown line Botox appointment 6 weeks after the booster, then the next morning experienced every symptom on the black box warning label that doctors don't share with patients. That includes muscle weakness, stiffness, muscle atrophy, circulation issues, turned into Raynaud's syndrome, MCAS, severe vision issues, burning mouth syndrome, skin dried up, stopped sweating, severe hair loss, the list goes on and on. It was the vaccines that lit the fire, then the small amount of frown line Botox that almost killed me. I feel like I did this to myself, but at the same time, I know this reaction would not have happened if it weren't for the Pfizer vaccines, since I had those initial alarming reactions. I, too, was completely healthy prior to December 2021.
So the Botox, which is a form of bacteria that causes a...
Bacterial toxin.
Correct. And it causes a response, an immunological response. Her immune system went berserk when she got that Botox injection, I would say.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just putting one poison on top of another, his body's not going to like that.
No. And someone says to that, I no longer recognize myself. I won't even look in the mirror anymore. Pfizer completely destroyed me. The severe dry eye, along with so many debilitating symptoms, is incapacitating. 3 years now. And a comment to that, after CanSino, I have epilepsy. You get the picture here? There are so many things that manifest in the body in terms of symptoms, terrible symptoms, and the psychological damage that these people have to carry around. This woman won't even look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Think about it. All of you out there who are injured listening right now, you have our total sympathy and concern. This is what's been done to you is inhuman. And there's no punishment too severe for the people behind this. None.
Yeah, CanSino, just for the record, was the COVID vaccine that one of the Chinese biotechnology companies made, and it was an adenovirus vector, so similar to AZ or J&J.
Right, right. Okay, the last one in this thread, someone chips in with a, me too, I barely recognize myself. I used to have a beautiful smile, my best feature. Now, I can't get my muscles to do it. My face has aged tremendously and totally changed shape. My nearly perfect straight white teeth have literally shifted and moved, one into a crooked position, and now my gums are a mess. I am so sorry for all of us. And so are we. That's why we do these things. Because you people have no voice. That's the game they're playing. You don't exist. But you do
That's
exist.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Where should we go?
Jump up to some of the new ones if you want.
Okay.
Parents' remorse, delayed effects, heart issues, and no help for the dying. There's one, and we've got these praise for the nurse. PhD,
we covered that.
We've done those. So let's go with the no help for the dying. This is like kind of a Michael Mara situation.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people like him. He's just, probably one of the most vocal.
Right.
But he represents a lot of people.
Very articulate fellow.
All right. This is a younger woman with, I think she's got one or two daughters. And this is particularly tragic. Is there no help for the actively dying individuals who are running out of time, have no money, and no family support? I was approved for assisted death, but is this really the only option? It's the only way to end the suffering? Have this get you slowly and painfully or get approved for assisted death? I hate this place. There's no humanity. Sorry for being negative, but it's true. There's no help for someone like me. I had a GoFundMe up for a long time and barely got anything, which I'm so grateful for, but I'm literally dying. There's no organization, nothing. I am mad.
I am still surprised, and I think it's because these people are so damn debilitated, they just can't muster the strength to go out and do some crazy vigilante things. I'm not seeing it anywhere.
No.
Their executioners are wearing white. They use stethoscopes. They have lots of money and get big bonuses from the pharmaceuticals. Those are the executioners. And no one seems to be going after them. I'm not recommending that. I'm just surprised it hasn't been in evidence. I haven't seen it.
You know, and then we have those Senate hearings where, you know, somebody from the FDA I don't know where they're from, but they'll get up and start running their mouth about how safe and effective these things are and that they've saved lives and we have to increase the uptake. We have to get over this vaccine hesitancy. They're good.
They're evil, evil, satanic, rotten bastards, all of them. And there's no punishment too severe for them. They know. They sold out. All right, here's another one. And this is, again, in the category, no help for the dying.
But this is the same woman. That particular comment was a month or so ago, and this is another follow-up to it.
Finish it off. Go ahead.
All right. Today she says, where are the resources for the COVID and vaccine injured dying people? Are there organizations, nonprofit groups who help? People who help fundraise? Are there any resources at all? I'm this close to kicking the bucket. I need a ramp, as I'm wheelchair-bound now, IVIG, that's intravenous immune gamma globulin, as I've now been diagnosed with encephalitis, HBOT, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, possible FMT, and need medical supplies. What are injured people supposed to do who don't have money? Serious question. Ideas?
This woman is, 25 to 30, maybe?
30-ish, maybe.
Yeah. And her life is over. How many are like her in this country right now? I will wager millions are like this. We've got about 275 to 300, maybe even 300,000 injected here in this country. And to some degree, most of them are manifesting some degradation in their health, all the way down to being bedbound, wheelchair bound, and so forth. And then dead, suddenly dead. This what's going on here? It is so mind-boggling that it's not front-page screaming headlines. Genocide on America. Genocide on the planet. Hundreds of millions dead and dying already. Where are the stories? They're not there because the same old people own the media and they will not dare let the truth out. That's what we try to do. And there are a few on the internet who have put up commentaries and so forth, and they're pretty sharp. They get it. They've pointed out some very good things. They don't get any recognition to speak of.
No,
but there are some who are trying. We're not the only game in town, but I don't know of anyone that I can really point to as having a big following at this time. Anyway, all right. There's one more, but I think they're just kind of extraneous comments.
Well, it's just letting her know that there are some organizations.
That may care and help. But when they're shut out of reality by being removed and not allowed into either the mainstream or the alt-media worlds, that is the biggest horror of all. They don't exist, these people. They're invisible.
No, I really don't see a lot of people covering this saga.
No. And it's not just a few hundred people, okay? It's millions and millions of people. And many who haven't presented anything severe yet are on their way right there. Their blood is thick. They've got amyloid, little tiny seedlings in their blood going all over their body. They have many things that the spike is relentless in achieving, in destroying life in the body. This is a very complicated issue. For those of you who have been with us for a long time, we're in our fourth year. Thank you for being there, and thank you for caring. And I hope that you've been able to carry the word a little further as well. And just remember, every day is a gift. My God, if you have somebody you care about, let them know how you feel. Don't wait. Don't hold back. And if you have problems with a relative or something, settle them. Settle them.
Yep. Tomorrow is not promised.
All right.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, we got shedding sickness, two down there.
Well, how about a parent's remorse? Because there's a lot of these, too.
Sure, you bet. All right. I'll start off here. Hello, I wanted to share about my 9-year-old. It's a 9-year-old little girl. I regret every day getting her vaxxed. She was completely healthy from birth until now. A straight-A student with perfect attendance. Very sweet, with lots of friends. A few months after her vax in 2022, she began to experience chest pain and gastrointestinal issues. All of 2023, bloody diarrhea every few months. The GI doctor suspected Crohn's. Then she started having daily fevers in September of 23. By next month, October 23, she began screaming in pain throughout the night because her foot hurt. I took her to a children's ER November 1st, 2023. They thought it might be cellulitis. Please. But an MRI showed osteomyelitis with a Brody's abscess. They started her on IV antibiotics, but antibiotics made her abscess grew. They took her into OR to debride abscess and calcaneus bone and took samples to test for sources of infection. While on IV antibiotics, she developed new foot pain in the other foot. I begged them for an MRI in the other foot. Finally, other foot showed bone lesions and pockets of pus in tissues around the ankles. Go ahead.
The doctors were shocked because blood work showed zero infection. Bone biopsies from surgery were negative for infection. Even though all testing were negative, they still treated it as an infection. Then the rheumatologist decided to do a full-body MRI. My daughter has abscesses in her spleen as well. 6 months of hospitalization, 2 separate hospitals, 10 foot surgeries, and many more to come for reconstruction, 3 blood transfusions. Finally, this week, one doctor figured it's not infection. It's a disorder called aseptic abscess syndrome.
No.
It's so rare, my daughter may be the first child with this.
No.
It's more common in older people. We started treating her with biologics, and she's finally making improvement. We did confirm Crohn's diagnosis. Crohn's does not run in my family, nor my husband's. We also did genetic testing that came back negative for anything. How is it a 9-year-old girl is suffering a super rare sickness? I bring up the vax to doctors, and they think I'm crazy. So frustrating, the hell she's been through.
Well, the hell with those doctors dismissing the vax. They know better. They have to at this point. They're liars. They're just scum. And for you good doctors out there, you know who you are. You know who the bad ones are, too. Okay, well, there's another cross-section of life in this country and around the world that you're not hearing about because they don't want you to know that they are killing you and are being very successful at it. All right, very good.
That's right.
All right, you take care. Be careful out
there. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Right. We'll pause and come right back with more in just a few minutes. Thank you for your attention.